Since the first attack in 1914, the Germans had controlled Vimy Ridge, a very strategic area in northern France. The French and British had tried to regain it back from the Germans countless times, but were unsuccessful, losing about 200,000 men. The Germans, however, would soon figure out that Canadian troops were coming. It was almost impossible to take over the Germans at Vimy Ridge, since the ridge provided a barrier from being in the wide open plains. Meanwhile, back in Canada, General Julian Byng, a British officer, trains his troops and practices strategies and movements to launch an attack at Vimy Ridge. On April 9, 1917, Canadian troops led an assault on Germans at Vimy Ridge. It was a cold and rainy day. Rain was blown into the faces of the Canadian troops, but still, the Canadians moved forward with their strategy, showing bravery. Canadian sappers built secret tunnels for troops to move forward and establish positions. A plan was also set to move massive numbers of troops across no man's land, called the Rolling Barrage. Artillery kept a precise pace in front of Canadian troops. Through good practice, the artillery and troops would move 100 yards every 3 minutes while firing shots at German lines. This forced the Germans to leave their positions in order to counterattack, but found that the Germans were already at their trenches. One day later, on April 10, Canadian forces took control of the hill 145, the highest point on Vimy Ridge, and on April 12, they had taken the last and final German position. The battle at Vimy Ridge was significant because it caused a deep change in Canadian lives, killing 3,598 men and injuring 7,104 men. The victory at Vimy Ridge was extremely important because it weakened the German forces dramatically, while controlling Vimy Ridge was like controlling the whole area surrounding it. Even though most nations thought Canada would not come through on their assault against the Germans, Canada had the most well-trained army of the nations and showed that they had the strongest and brightest army there was at the time. Some would say that the fact that Canada participated in the battle at Vimy Ridge gave birth to a nation. It united the 9 provinces of Canada, since the army was consisted of representatives from each province fighting together as a complete organized army. Nowadays, a Canadian flag is planted at the Vimy Memorial. Canadians should remember the Battle of Vimy Ridge because it recognized Canada separately from Britain in the League of Nations and gave Canada their own signature at the Treaty of Versailles, which would later lead to independence.